Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. On behalf of the South African delegation, I would like to extend our congratulations to you on your election as chair of the 2017 meeting of state parties to the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention. I assure you of my delegation's full cooperation and support in ensuring a successful conclusion to our deliberations. South Africa also associates itself with the statement delivered on behalf of the non-aligned movement and other states' parties to the BWC. Chairperson, South Africa shares the disappointment expressed by many delegations that the 2016 BWC review conference was unable to reach consensus on a substantive outcome, as well as an intersessional program for the period 2017-2020. Nevertheless, this meeting of states parties provides us with an opportunity to fulfill the mandate of the review conference by ensuring that we can indeed make progress on issues of substance and process during the period before the next review conference. The priority of this meeting is therefore to reach consensus on an intersessional process and the agenda items to be considered therein. This will not be achievable if we simply repeat the well-known positions of which agreement could not be forged. It is therefore incumbent on all state parties, without prejudice to their national positions, to show the necessary flexibility to secure a positive outcome to this meeting. It is during this meeting that the foundation can be laid for a meaningful and robust intersessional program for 2018 to 2020. My delegation stands ready to work constructively towards an outcome that would strengthen the convention and its balanced implementation, leading towards a successful ninth review conference. Chairperson, South Africa would like to reiterate its commitment to the full, effective and balanced implementation of the BWC. The Convention makes an important contribution to the maintenance of international peace and security by preventing the threat posed by biological weapons. The universalization of the Convention is therefore critical. South Africa remains committed to strengthening the BWC and its implementation to ensure that our common goal of preventing the threat posed by biological weapons is achieved. As with other weapons of mass destruction, no cause could ever justify the use of such weapons by any actor under any circumstances, given the devastating humanitarian consequences associated with all weapons of mass destruction. Chairperson, my delegation remains concerned about the threat posed by naturally occurring organisms, as well as by those that could be deliberately manufactured and manipulated for use as weapons of mass destruction. Beyond the security benefits of the Convention, it also contains important cooperation and assistance provisions that could strengthen the international community's ability to combat the debilitating impact of disease on human and animal health and the socio-economic development of countries. South Africa therefore believes that greater international coordination and assistance is required to alleviate the burden of threat posed by biological weapons. Initiatives such as the exchange in biological sciences and technology, the promotion of capacity building in the fields of disease surveillance, detection and diagnosis, as well as containment of infectious diseases, among many others, could further be explored as part of an intersessional program. The importance of international cooperation and assistance in the combating and management of disease outbreaks is reiterated. In this regard, South Africa once again stresses the importance of Article 7 and the need for states parties to have a common understanding on how a state party goes about invoking the article. South Africa would like to reiterate that it shares the views of state parties that, given the humanitarian objectives of this article, timely emergency assistance should be provided by state parties if requested. South Africa believes that this issue should be one of the topics of discussion within the intersessional program. Chairperson, South Africa shares the view that a legally binding instrument would strengthen the Convention and improve its implementation, including through appropriate verification measures. The negotiation of such an instrument should therefore remain a priority. We regret that consensus on this important matter remains elusive. In the absence of such negotiations, South Africa supports other means of strengthening the implementation of the Convention, including through the elaboration of effective mechanisms towards the fulfillment of various obligations. On the issue of Article 10 of the Convention, South Africa believes that as we continue our endeavors to strengthen the BWC regime, it is vital that we should also focus on the developmental and cooperation features of the Convention. South Africa as an African country and member of the NAM shares the view that Article 10 should promote the rights of states to participate in the exchange of equipment, materials and scientific information for peaceful purposes, and that state parties in a position to do so should contribute to further development of scientific knowledge and discoveries in this field. South Africa also strongly believes, in line with Article 10 of the Convention, that its implementation should not hamper economic and technological development of the peaceful uses of biological agents, but allow the beneficial elements of these agents to be developed to aid humanity. Article 10 is very relevant to public health, particularly in the developing world, where resources are often scarce and insufficient, and could provide the overlap between international health, technological advancement, and the prevention of the spread of infectious diseases worldwide. To this end, South Africa supports further discussions on Article 10 within the intersessional process. In conclusion, Mr. Chairperson, South Africa would like to encourage all state parties to the Convention to work as a collective in achieving the goals of the Convention with the spirit of cooperation and keenness that is needed to promote the Convention's goals in order to render meaningful services to humanity and to eradicate the threat of biological weapons and diseases. I thank you.